you can open up your Bible to the book of Galatians. Brad the Grand, you are a worker, not a volunteer.
Everybody.
You know your mama told you. I got up this morning and said, I'm going to go study. I was a little excited. The more I open up this Bible, I got two things. On the same side, upper and lower. And I sat there and I was not happy about it. But I decided it did not matter.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
No toothache don't make me keep my mouth shut. Amen. Then I get here, open up my trunk, laugh and talk with Brother Andy, Sister Sherry, and hit my head on the trunk door. I found out I was saved. Because I was able to keep him down. Amen.
Amen.
That's funny. Trying to keep you cool, babies? I'm about to get high. If you got your Bibles open to the book of Galatians, the 6th chapter, I've been meditating on this all week. I've preached this message so many times, but it doesn't matter. Every time I open up this Bible, God shows me something else, something different, something that's going to be a blessing. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, don't get it twisted. Look at somebody else and tell them, don't get it twisted. Amen, because we got it twisted, brother David. The word of God says in Galatians, the 6th chapter, the 1st verse, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Ooh, Lord have mercy, Jesus, bless us this morning. Brethren, if a man or anthropos or a human being, someone who is in their humanity, is overtaken. And a lot of times we are what? We are overtaken. Found out. Detected. That means that there ain't nothing you can get away with that God not going to reveal. Amen. But when it happens, the key of the matter is if you're spiritual. The word spiritual seems to goes a lot deeper than what we think it is. It talks about gifts. If you want to research, you can go to 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, the 1st verse, which ties in when it's talking about the gifts. The problem that we have with this, we immediately begin to judge folks because of their faults.
Right.
Because of their shortcomings, because of their mistakes. And God is trying to pull us away from that. He's trying to take us away from that. So we'll understand that there's something more to this walk than that which meets the eye. So don't get it twisted. God wants us all to change. If you see somebody mess up, screw up, fall short in a fault, or in a circumstance, if you're spiritual, if you have understanding, if you know the word of God for yourself, you are to restore them.
Yeah. I like that.
Somebody say restore.
Restore.
It don't mean, and guess what? The last time I preached this message, I didn't get real deep into the word restore, and I just it just sounded like it said to build up. And wake up, Gray. He not sleep, I'm just harassing. Restore means to arrange or set in order. That means you got to go the extra mile to arrange and to set them in order or to help them adjust. We have gotten so supernatural, so powerful in ourselves, that when we see others going through having making mistakes, we tend to put them down. We exhort ourselves. We get lifted because then we think that what we're going through ain't all that bad. And it says you have to consider, you have to do it in with a spirit of meekness or compassion. Compassion, not talking about in your feelings. Listen to me. Not talking about your feelings or your emotions. Not that type of compassion. The compassion that is abound and still within the Word of God.
Amen.
Because you know the Word, you do what the Word tells you, regardless of how you feel about the situation. This same person might have been someone that was agitating you. This same person might have been someone that was persecuting you. This same person might have been someone that looked down on you when you made your mistakes. But if you obey the Word of God and you are spiritual, meaning that you abide in the standing on the Word of God, you will restore them. Amazing how God brings. Many years ago, Brother Jerry and I, we had went to the light, the big light store that used to be on 8 Mile. And the light store is right next to one of those adult bookstores. Well, we saw a guy coming out of the adult bookstore. He was a member here. So we just act like we didn't see him. He knew we saw him. But we act like we didn't see him. We just kept it moving. And so he had come, a month passed by. 2 months had passed by. 3 months had passed by. I guess he got to the point he just couldn't stay out of church no more. So he came to church, and this was one of those times when Pastor Hart had the anointing line. And he comes to the anointing line, and he gave me this look. I said, stop. This is when I said, stop it.
Amen.
That wasn't none of my business.
That's right.
You're covered by the blood.
That's right.
So you get over yourself and stop feeling guilty and get yourself back in church.
Amen.
You restore those that have situations in their lives by encouraging them and uplifting them. My goodness, if they know you caught them, they already feel bad enough on their own.
Amen.
So, if we restore them, set them in order, or adjust them, we adjust them by adjusting ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Oh, I know. I have to adjust myself. Because I get hot and cold. A lot of times, these people are just falling short of the truth. Why do they do it? Because they're human beings.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You can be a human being and still lay hands on the sick and they recover.
Amen.
The gifts come without. Don't mean a thing. It says, verse 2, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear ye one another's. Now, it don't mean you carry it around.
Till
you get to the point you feel as bad as they do. It means you lift their burden up to God. Burden is a weight. It's not a trial. It's weight. Sometimes things weigh us down. When you bear that, you lifting that person's burden up before God.
Amen.
That means whatever it is, you've pushed your emotionalism aside. You push your feelings aside.
Yeah.
And you're doing it according to the word of God.
Amen.
That's why God says you have to love those that hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Because you're using the word of God. If you stand all the time on your emotions and your feelings, you're going to hate everybody.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Because unfortunately, in most cases, nobody wants to see you succeed anyway. It don't matter whether it's in church or out of church.
Yeah. Amen.
Don't you get to looking too good. Or acting like you're somebody. They'll eat you alive. So you bear one another's burdens or weights, and so fulfill, accomplish the law of Christ. You accomplish the word of God by doing it. You know what? That's what this walk is all about.
Amen.
Doing the word.
Come on.
Amen.
It's not about, listen to me, don't it ain't about raising the dead.
Right.
Or making folks' legs grow. Oops. But you get the blood of it. It's about doing the word of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And it costs you something to do the word of God.
Yeah.
It costs your feelings. Sometimes it'll put your feelings in calamity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep you up all night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make you sick to your stomach.
Yeah.
But God, you know what? He don't care.
Right.
He expects you to do what's right,
amen,
regardless of the circumstance.
Amen.
That's why it's not based on your feelings or your emotions. It's the word of God. That's why I've learned not to take things personal.
That's right. Amen.
You take them personal, you will always be stumbling.
That's right.
For if a man think of himself to be something when he is, he did what? He deceived himself. You have any idea how many people are deceived? Because they made themselves out to be greater than that which they are. Because they're not standing on the word of God, they're standing on the word of a man. I like that part. We deceive with ourselves. I've been deceived a lot. And Satan didn't do it. I did it, Pastor.
Amen.
I deceived myself.
Yep.
Into thinking I was better than what I was. Because somebody prophesied and said, you are anointed of God. Somebody reached up and grabbed out. But it says, let every man or person or him who or her, which are human beings, which a lot of times live according to their, nobody want to say it, huh, flesh. let's make it a lot easier. Old nature.
Come on now.
But let every man prove his, that means if you're busy doing what God called you to do, you don't have time to worry about what I'm doing. But we spend so much time worrying about what somebody else is doing, we're missing what God is trying to instruct us to do.
Come on now. Amen. Amen.
That's when we spend most of our time sending folks to hell. They're going to go to hell. You not realizing you in front of them. Because you forgot you got to prove your own work. You got to prove the own ministry that God's placed in your life. And then you shall have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Then you can rejoice in God. Amen. And see, it's talking about so many different things in this particular scripture. It's also talking about when you elevate men and women above God.
Come on.
Which we, as human beings, are so quick to do. Come to my church. My pastor can raise the dead. You go to the church and find out they passed the dead. He ought to be able to raise the dead. Don't ever say, come to my church, my pastor. Don't do it to me. Let me get myself in trouble. I don't want your help. Amen. Tell them, come to church because the Spirit of the Lord is here. You got to prove yourself. You know what that means? That means that you got to get in front of you a big mirror,
right,
and you got to ask yourself, am I doing the right things? Am I obeying the word of God? Yeah. Don't never get in the mirror and ask yourself, are you living right? Because you'll never measure up.
Right.
Because you can't never do too much to be in God's graces. It's always a work that you've got to do. You know, we used to say, a lot of the older members, they used to say, I'm a work in progress. Now the younger members have picked it up because they use that as an excuse to do whatever they want.
Right.
I'm screwing up this morning, mother brother. Prove yourself so that you have the right to do what? To rejoice or be happy in yourself. For every man shall bear his own. Endure, sustain. My load is heavy. If you want anything other than prayer, keep it moving. I don't have no wagon or no boxcar or no storage unit for you to put your mess in. Because my storage unit is full. My boxcar is falling over. And my wagon, the wheels done busted from the weight. Good. Amen. Hear me.
Amen.
You have to make the right decisions, and you can only do it if you do it through the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
We're trying to make decisions on a whim. Man, the wind is blowing south today. God is telling me to go south. Y'all laughing. I've heard folks say that. He was in a car accident. He ain't right. Prejudging.
Amen.
You hear that? You know where you hear that stuff the most at the bowling alley. Everybody in the bowling alley is self-righteous.
Amen.
I'm serious. They all know God. They so quick to say, you must not be living right. Because you done left the tip in. You must not be living right. I have to catch myself, Sister Benefield. Because my flesh want to play the dozens on me. Your sister ain't living right. How you gonna say I ain't living right because I done left the pen? When I know more about you than you know about me, and I love you in spite of it. Man, you better catch it, folks. You better not get it twisted. Every man bear his own burden, his own freight, deal with his own task. If you do it, I guarantee you, it'll keep you too busy. I guarantee you will be so busy. You'll be asking God for a break.
Amen.
Lord, you think I can get a break? Can I come up for a breather? But let him that is taught, I like the word taught, it means to be indoctrinated. Listen to me. I haven't been indoctrinated to you, I've been indoctrinated to the word.
Amen.
You get indoctrinated to a man, you're going to be like that man.
Yeah. Right.
My goodness. Y'all hear me this morning?
Amen.
We get to the meat of this. I'm moving along. I'm moving faster than I meant to move. If you've been taught in the Word, then you have the ability to communicate.
Right.
Unto them that teacheth in all good things. You say, well, why would I need to communicate with somebody that teaches? Because everybody thinks they are a teacher. I sit down and I listen to guys teach the Bible and don't have a clue what they're talking about. But you have to be able to communicate with your life.
That's right. That's right.
The instructions of the Word of God. So that they'll have life instead of death. So that they can learn all good things coming from above. And they come from God. So don't get it twisted. Be not deceived. Don't be led astray. Every time I've been led astray, it was never by a man or a woman. It was by me. I allowed my feelings, my emotions, my senses to lead me astray. Because you, like me, always assume that the grass is greener on the other side of the street. But when you get over to the green grass and you get to cutting it, you find out you got all kind of crab grass. Bugs and all stuff that you ain't never seen before, and you didn't want to. Well, I wish I were back up. You done made your bed, now lay in it. And you know what? When you lay in the beds that you made for yourself, they awful uncomfortable.
Yes, Lord.
Ask me how I know. The pastor done made quite a few, and they were real uncomfortable. So don't be deceived. God is not mocked. I used to say he ain't no joke. But then I found out the real meaning of it was he's not ridiculed. We ridicule God, but we don't do what the Word of God tells us to do. Don't think you ain't going to get it back. That's too late. I'm already in. Don't think you're going to pay for your mess in your mansion.
All right.
When you get to heaven.
Come on now.
Whatever you at now, that's your mansion.
Right.
And that's where you're going to pay for your mess.
Right.
So you better be careful that you don't sow mess.
Amen.
If you plant mess, you're going to get mess. You know, the scientists are always trying to plant apples and trying to get oranges.
Yes.
When they found out they couldn't do it, they called them orange apples or apple orange.
Right, right.
But guess what it is? It's still an apple.
Right.
It's still an orange.
Yeah.
What you plant is the fruit that you're going to get back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't get it twisted. Yeah. Don't think you can sow something and get something different.
Right.
You're going to get the same thing that you plant. Right. If you plant mess, you're going to get mess. If you plant hatred, you're going to get hatred. If you plant jealousy, you're going to get jealousy. It's going to come back to you. It's going to visit you. Not when you get to heaven, but right here where you sold it.
Come on,
we keep playing these silly games. Treat people any kind of way we want to treat them. Say anything we want to say to them. You're going to pay for that mess right here. That's why you have to be careful how you treat your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Careful about what you say about people. They may never know what you said about them, but God knows. And seeing that he's the one that's the judge.
Hello. Hello.
Amen.
I like it because it says, you sow it, shall the also reap. I know it says sow that shall, but the word that isn't there. It wants it to be plain. Shall he also reap?
Yeah, yeah.
Or receive back in the end. For he that, the word interprets itself, for he that soweth to his
flesh.
And the word soweth also means to scatter it. That means you just say messing in one spot, you messy everywhere.
Right. Right.
Getting a little warm.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I hope ain't nobody in here like that. I had some fish cleaned yesterday, the fish market. Well, one of the guys that cleaned the fish, he leaves scales on the fish, under the fish. So a lady come in, and she was talking to me because she had this huge thing of fish she's going to have cleaned. And she said, I don't think God, do he clean your fish? I said, no, the other guy does. She said, good, because he messy. Of course, I laughed. And my flesh wanted to say, why do you say that? But I had the feeling that if I did that, I was going to open the door for a lot more than I wanted. So I might have upset him. I said, well, you know what? I don't know. He might be. But, and sometimes they do leave scales on the fish. I said, but we bring it in here for them to clean it.
That's right.
And you probably ain't paying what you would pay somewhere else, so we really kind of being blessed.
Yeah, right. All right.
That's it.
She grabbed her cooler and went home. She didn't want to hear that. She wanted me to side with her. That he was messy. I don't know the man. I'm not in there all the time. Be careful what you sow. The first thought that I had in my spirit was, she called him messy. That can only be one thing. She messy. Because messy folks identify. Haters identify with,
yeah.
Folks that are jealous identify with,
yeah.
Because they done sold the same.
Jesus. Yeah, come on, Lord.
Amen.
Fruit shall bear witness of it.
Oh,
oh my goodness. That's going back into Genesis. It's going to bear fruit up his own time. So, don't get it twisted. God ain't not going to be ridiculed.
Yes.
He's going to make sure that what you give, you get.
Right.
That's why when you offer up praise, you get blessings.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
If you murmur, complain, you get misery. Or you run into somebody like that movie, who the writer, she helped him and then broke his leg so he couldn't get out. Don't you know folks want to break your legs?
Yeah.
They keep you stagnant.
Yeah.
Keep you discouraged.
Yeah.
Keep you brokenhearted.
Yeah.
I read a scripture the other day where it says, you have to get off from around folks that don't want what you want from God.
That's
I'm paraphrasing.
Right. Amen. Amen.
But you know, if like I said, if you sow bad seed, you like being around folks that sow bad seed.
Right.
Be careful what you sow. Be careful what you do for the kingdom of God. The Bible says, for we are without a wretched man. Not just a man, a wretched man. Because God already know we're wretched. You are without it. Stop making excuses for your deliverance.
Come on now.
Stuff happens. It's going to rain on the just and the unjust. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption. If you sow, the word corruption means that you will decay.
Amen.
Don't let your flesh kill you.
Amen.
Your flesh will make you miserable.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you let it.
Yeah.
That's why you have to trust and call upon the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
I bind this stuff.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I have to take authority over this mess every day. Because you know what he is? He is messy. But God is great. And greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. So I can take the mess and keep it swept up.
Amen, amen.
I can keep it under subjection.
Yeah.
That's why you have to be careful about the seed that you sow, the things that you sow into somebody's life.
Yeah.
That takes us back to the first verse when it talks about, you know, helping somebody, setting somebody back into the fold, encouraging them, uplifting them, strengthening them. But we, not everybody.
Come on now.
Some folks so busy raising hello. Thank you, Lord. I just heard the scripture, Brother Andy. Some folks are so spiritual, they ain't no earthly good.
Amen.
I don't remember where it's at, but it's in there. They ain't no earthly good. That means you ain't no good to nobody because you full of. I should rename this, don't get it twisted. I should call this Stop Being Messy.
Yeah.
Subtitle.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And it says, but he that soweth to the Spirit, or he that serves God, shall reap life everlasting. That means you'll have perpetual life. That means when they tell you that you're going to die, you can live. That's when they tell you that you ain't going to make it, you'll make it. That's when your flesh tells you that you're sad, you can be happy. That lets you know you don't have to be like folks around you, but you can be who you are in God. Because you have perpetual life. You have that Zoe life. The life of God in all of its manifestation. That means God can touch you in any realm you're in. That means you can be going through hell, ready to give up, and God will move and touch you. Encourage you. To create an atmosphere around you so you can receive what God has for you.
That's right.
We do more bad sowing even in ourselves.
Amen.
It says, and let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let us not be. I like it because what it's doing now is tying us all back together. Don't let us, as a corporate body, as a body of believers, be weary or faint in doing that which is right. Now, don't get it twisted. You're going to get tired. You're going to be worn. And there are going to be times that you just don't see a way out. But you have to keep sowing the seed that's going to produce life in your life.
Amen.
That's going to bring forth joy in your life. Going to support happiness in your life. That's going to encourage you in the things that you go through. If you sow that seed, and you know what I found out what that seed to be? Praise and worship.
Amen.
It'll get you through what you're going through. So you let us not be. And the word not means not be based on your feelings or your emotions, but it's based on the word of God. Because of what the word of God tells you, don't allow yourself to be faint or to be weak. Because the word of God tells you that you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. So you have no reason to be faint in heart. My goodness. So we're going to do what we got to do. And for in due season, you know what you do? You create your season.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Right. That's right.
Because God will inhabit.
Praise.
Yes.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Praise. Guess what? You can't get it if you don't give it. We want God to continually bless us, but we only want to praise him when we get in trouble. You better offer him some praise before that happens.
Amen. Amen.
due season. It means it's on and proper time. God's going to do what he's going to do when he gets ready to do it. You just have to be in a position that you can receive it when he gets ready to do it. The problem is, when he gets ready to do what he's going to do, we're not where we need to be. I'm not talking about in church. I'm talking about in him. Do you know more crazy folks go to church in a little bit? That's why I'm here. But I'm getting through it.
Amen.
Amen. And proper time. And as we have therefore opportunity, which is in the same season, let us do what?
Good.
Do good.
Yeah.
Unto all. Haters, perpetrators, persecutors, jealousies, envious, strife causers. Regardless of what they do, you've got to do good to them anyway, because it's not based on how you feel or what you think or what you imagine. Is based on this word, because God's word says that's what you've got to do. See how simple that is? The word is simple. Working the work is the trial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's something else going on in us that tells us, I ain't got to put up with that. You don't tell me what to do. We have opportunity. Let us do good unto all men. Especially, listen to me, especially. That means you got to do good to the folks out there, but you especially got to do good to the household of faith.
Amen.
Listen to me. To folks that profess to be saved. Don't ever say to yourself, they ain't saved. Because all you're doing is looking in a mirror.
That's right.
Do good to all men. Regardless of how you feel about them, or what you can imagine or think, do good. For you don't faint in heart to doing the right thing.
Amen.
It's about doing the right thing. We have gotten this thing twisted. We think we can do whatever we want to do and get away with it. You treat folks bad, you're going to get away with it. You're jealous of folks, you're going to get away with it. You hate, you are not going to get away with it. That's how we got it twisted. Our flesh, our humanity that taught us that. Don't worry about it. God will forgive you. And he will. But you already been sold into the law. You've already prophesied to yourself. When you sow the seed, you prophesied to yourself. God never forgave you for doing it. But the prophecy is, you've got to get it back. God, his word never falls void. His word has got to produce what it said it's going to produce. So you be careful how you treat people, how you talk to people, how you care about people, how you have compassion.
Come on,
my goodness. Household of faith, for closing with this, it translates into relative. A family member. Now we know how we get along with some of our family members. My goodness. I see my brother ran up out of here. I was going to kill him just yesterday. I'm serious. God had to talk to me. You taking this personal, boy. You taking it personal. I said, it is personal, Lord. He said, well, let me sit you down and talk. I said, that's all right. It's all over. I don't need to be sat down. Be careful what you do. Be careful what you say. Be careful how you treat folks. Because you better be assured. It's coming home.
Amen.
It's coming home.
Amen.
And it's going to catch you when you least expect it.
That's right.
If you're going to do ministry, do ministry. If you're not, get out the kitchen. And quit playing. Because you ain't deceiving nobody but yourself. You not? Don't you know people ain't deceived? They'll walk away from you and just as quickly say, they so fake.
Amen.
That's said in a minute. You know why they say it? Because you are. And most of the time, it ain't the church folks that's saying it. Every time you go around them, you got to speak the word. I just love you. They know you don't love them. Soon you walk away. So fake. They don't want to love me. Why they lying? When you tell somebody you love them, you better make sure it's in Jesus, and you do.
Amen.
Because somebody going to do it to you.
That's right.
And you're going to find out they didn't mean it, and it's going to break your little peeping heart. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that will he receive in this life, on this earth. Not when you get to heaven. If you make it to heaven, ain't nothing bad going to happen up there.
Amen.
Most folks looking for a house to live in, I just want to get there. Because if I get there, the Bible says that a new heaven, everybody was just talking about this. A new heaven is coming down.
Come on now. Say that.
And a new earth.
Come on now.
Is coming down.
Yes.
Who you think going to be in that earth?
Amen.
I hope you there.
Amen. Come on now.
Amen.
If I got to cut you loose to get there, see ya. Don't take it personal. Gotta go. I found out the hard way. You better make up in your mind that you're not going to be deceived.
That's right. That's
you're not going to be tricked.
Right.
And when you're doing the right thing, you're not going to get tired and faint and heart from doing it.
Amen, amen, amen.
Everybody's not going to appreciate what you do for them.
Jesus. Right. Amen. Say that, Pastor.
I got upset yesterday. I sat there. You know how you sit and you let folks get out? And then they thumb their nose up at you like that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do, let me out. No. And you get mad, you know, let them out. God said, God talked to me about the stuff that I wouldn't even think is important. What you doing for? Did you think they was going to get out of their car and come pat you on the back? Or go buy your Pepsi and bring it to you because you let them out? Why'd you do it? Because it's the right thing to do.
Amen. Come on.
Because you would want somebody to let you out.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Don't get it twisted. Everyone stay. You don't understand. God is serious about this thing.
Yes, he is.